this is Space Kate, and I am doing a bit of my space nomading, and I've come over to Florida because I was excited about the SpaceX launch. They launched the Falcon 9 in December 2010, and I was here to see that. It was my first ever rocket launch, and I've actually made friends with some people at SpaceX. I'm really excited to see their second big important rocket launch, and it was supposed to be this week, but as rockets seem to do when I'm around, it's been delayed. So no rocket for me. In fact, the next launch date that they're aiming for is one day before my granny's 90th birthday, and their second backup window is 2 days after her birthday, and although I put space in front of most things in my life, my granny's going to be 90 and nothing comes in front of that. So I didn't really know what to do. I've come all the way over to Florida. It's hot, which is nice. There's sunshine, which is nice. It's been raining in London for the last 3 weeks. But no rocket launch. Well, there's lots of cool space people around here, and one of them is Izzy, and he has been a contractor with they're a contractor with NASA. It's all really complicated with NASA things. You think that like NASA just builds all these shuttles and things and actually sends them all to space. It doesn't quite work like that, does it? There are lots of contractors. Yeah,
lots of many contractors, and we're United Space Alliance is probably the biggest one with association with the space shuttle. But since we can't get her a real SpaceX rocket launch, we got the next best thing, and I think it'll be in some ways more satisfying because we actually had a hand in building and construction this one, and we're going to launch it with our own equipment, and hopefully it'll go well tomorrow, and we'll have lots of pictures, and it'll be a fun memory since we couldn't get to the actual launch over on the coast over here. So we have our model rocket here. It was built in, actually, I think, pretty good time. And it looks very good. I'm sure there'll be pictures on your blog soon, and everybody will be very proud.
So this basically started out, it looked kind of like, you know, when you finish the kitchen roll in the kitchen, you've just got that cardboard tube. It was like, put two of those together, and we opened this box, and I was so excited. We're going to build our own SpaceX rocket. And we opened it. I was like, oh, it's just like a cardboard tube. Right.
That's
but
starts.
Now we have spent, a couple of hours in the Cocoa Beach Brewing Company, which is the official non-official hangout of rocket scientists.
Of the many space Twitter enthusiasts.
Space tweeps and rocket scientists and NASA engineers. And in fact, they even have a rocket scientist that helps them brew their beer. So I've been drinking the Von Braun Brown.
That's right.
In deference to one of the rocketing pioneers. Mm-hmm. And we have transformed the cardboard tube into a rather fancy looking SpaceX Falcon 9, on top of which sits a little cute little dragon capsule. Got the parachutes ready to go. Oh, this thing looks damn cool.
It could easily, I think, transport a Lego man safely up into the sky a few hundred feet. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll have the actual proof.
I think we need to find it. I, at home, I have my Lego shuttle kit, and I have little Lego astronauts.
I'll take a look tonight and see what I can find.
But we need to make sure we connect them to the parachute, otherwise it could be a slightly miserable
death.
Well, maybe we should do the first one unmanned then. We'll discuss our flight readiness review later and see what happens.
To be fair, if we launch this, we're already going to be one step ahead of the real SpaceX, because they were supposed to launch this rocket this week and they haven't. So if we launch ours, we're already beating them. So I think to leapfrog them into a manned mission as well, I think that might be a bit cheeky, really.
We should get consideration for being on the first manned flight just because we beat them. You know, we showed initiative, you know? So maybe we'll get that word to them and see what they say.
Well, actually, on the instruction leaf, there's vast instructions of, you know, things that you had to cut and snip and fold and glue and what have you. There was also all the instructions of how you can follow SpaceX on social media. So they've got their Facebook and they've got their Twitter and there's an email address. We actually emailed it because one of the instructions wasn't very clear. But maybe we could just send Elon Musk a video of our rocket launch, and then
if nothing else, to inspire him during these difficulties that they're having, you know, tell him to stay the course. You'll get there. So
actually, I kind of want him to be a bit slower.
Because,
you know, if he could just miss the next two launch windows, the 19th and 22nd of May, I'd be pleased. Because, like I said, my granny's going to be 90. My gran has been going around, and she's, well, I'm nearly 90, you know. And I've got a friend in space. Because I had a friend who was in space who said hello to my granny, and so she thought she had a friend in space. And
that's
she's been
incredible.
Telling all of the little old ladies in Saltdean near Brighton, where she lives in the UK, that she's almost 90, you know, and she's got this friend in space.
Yes.
And little does she know that I have a really exciting birthday present for her from the friend in space.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I look forward to hearing about that.
It's cool. I'll show you the picture, but that's...
Okay.
That's off the record. Yes. Nobody say anything before the 20th of May. But we're sitting here in the car, because it got a bit noisy in there. They were watching X Factor's Got Talent America or something.
That's right.
There was lots of cheering. I'm so impressed with this thing.
It looks good.
Come on, talk us through it.
It actually looks, it looks aerodynamically sleek, so that's a good first step. And we got the engine compartment in the right place, and we actually worked as a very good team assembling this. We shared the duties of assembly and quality control. We inspected each other's work, and taken from what I've observed during the end of the space program and the shuttle program, and I think we did a good job. I think this is going to turn out very nicely tomorrow.
So you actually worked with the shuttles.
I worked supporting the people who put their hands on the vehicle, and got to see a lot of neat things up close. Absolutely.
Come on, tell me one thing that's going to make me exceedingly jealous. I say one thing. I'm sure there are many things you can tell me.
I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, come on. It's all about the excitement. Share the excitement. Well, come on. Come on.
It's, I'm privileged that in my job, it was like being in a front row seat to see the big parts of the preparations for each mission. I would regularly see technicians bringing the spacesuits into the white room at the launch pad, mounting the spacesuits into the vehicle. Got to see them put their equipment, the food, into the vehicle.
Did you get to go in the white room?
No, that's one of our regular workstations. I spent a lot of time in the white room there. Yeah.
So the white room is basically the last place that the astronauts go before they get into the vehicle and disappear off into space.
If you've seen people have seen the pictures of the vehicle at the pad, the space shuttle at the pad. At the end of the long arm that extends out to the orbiter's nose is the white room. That's the antechamber there, where the astronauts will, on the last day before launch, get ready and get their spacesuits on. No, they come with their spacesuits on already, I'm sorry. But that's where they will put their final preparations and get into the vehicle there. And yet they actually require us to work in that room up until about 12 hours before the launch. That's when they would begin the fueling, and that would be hazardous, so that's when they would kick us out. But we would be there almost until the end part there when they would get the astronauts in there. So that would be... very neat experience. You asked me to make you jealous.
Yeah. The white room, alternatively known as one of our regular workstations. Wow, that's cool. Yeah. And you got to work in the VAB, which is the enormous vehicle assembly building, which I've actually been lucky enough to walk inside and just kind of took my breath away. It was so huge.
It does, yeah.
Do you get used to that?
Actually, I do. Unfortunately, I made an effort at first to try not to let the everyday work routine numb my amazingness, to everything I see. But some things did happen. Like just today, I had a person walking by me, and they said that it was amazing to see the VAB up close. And at first, they didn't say the VAB itself. They just said, "That's amazing." And I asked them, "What are you talking about?" So, it does some of that everyday feeling does come. But the most important things, like being out there on the vehicle. I remember my last day... when Atlantis was out there the day before its last flight, I savored that moment out there at the launch pad with it. I knew I would never see that again. And I always was very lucky that the sight of it at the pad up close is always a very amazing thing. So,
wow. Yeah. So you were actually on the launch pad while the orbiter and the stack were also on the launch pad.
Yeah, that's like you said, it's one of our main workstations there. So yeah, it's been an incredible privilege to be a part of that. Absolutely.
Well, I was lucky enough to be here for the final shuttle launch, but, I mean, that was, coming up to a year ago. I mean, how have things, I guess things will have changed quite a lot around here. I know a lot of the workforce that had worked on shuttle, well, they no longer had a role at Kennedy and have had to leave, and I've heard people saying that things have changed around on the Space Coast. So is that something that you've noticed?
Absolutely. At work, you can, just by looking at the parking lot, there are so many... empty spaces, so many fewer vehicles out there. You would see just so many people in and out of the orbiter processing facility every day, and now it's just such a skeleton workforce. I'm still getting used to it. It's a different feeling. You see so many people, you've gotten used to seeing them, and then you get to talk about them in the past tense. Wow, I remember when they used to work here and used to be such an everyday thing. So that is an adjustment, definitely.
And were you here when Discovery left to go to the Smithsonian? Was that a sad moment?
It was bittersweet, yeah. I mean, a lot of people asked me how I feel about that. I try to tend to focus on the positive. We got the vehicle safely to the museum in D.C. where many, many people will be able to see it in the future. Obviously, I'm unhappy that it's not going to be flying anymore, but it's in a very good place there. It will be well taken care of, and many people who have dreamed of seeing the space shuttle up close will now be able to do that for many years to come.
Well, Discovery was always my baby, so it's Discovery that I'll be... Oh, yeah, I seem to have a knack of collecting people whose favorite shuttle was Discovery, or maybe she just was the best shuttle and everybody is sensible.
Yeah, everybody picks up on that, it seems. So, yeah, I was lucky enough I was assigned to that particular... We were all broken up into different crews and assigned to different vehicles, and I was lucky enough to be assigned to that one for 4 years. So, yeah, it was a... when I found out that it was going to be that one, I was very happy. So.
Wow. 4 years working with Discovery, that is pretty cool. Oh my god, I can't believe you actually got to be up close to them. I mean, I've been reasonably close and oh, it just gives me butterflies and goosebumps thinking about it. I can't imagine what it must have been like to be like, oh, that close.
Yeah.
That close.
It'll be a memory that I'll never forget for sure. Those all the moments that we had there. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for sharing them.
Sure, sure.